This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. George Floyd, the African-American man who died handcuffed in police custody, was buried Tuesday next to his mother in his home state of Texas. Floyd's death under the knee of a white police officer ignited worldwide protests against racial injustice, was memorialized at his funeral as an ordinary man transformed by fate into the cornerstone of a movement. The white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck is charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene are charged with aiding and abetting. There are also calls across the country for cities to defund and reform police departments. Meantime, Floyd's family could lead a march here in Washington being organized on August the 28th to mark the 57th anniversary of the 1963 I Have a Dream speech given by the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial here in Washington. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump's highest profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare Tuesday. The New York Times said he made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives. Fauci said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. He said in a period of 4 months, the coronavirus has devastated the whole world and it isn't over yet. COVID-19 has sickened more than 7 million people worldwide and killed more than 408,000. The United States has the highest number of infections, nearly 2 million. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. VI the remote location. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say at least 13 people are dead after an apartment building collapsed in Karachi. Building collapses are common in Pakistan. In March, also in Karachi, a multi-story building collapsed, killing 11 people. Hong Kong police say 53 people were arrested when thousands of protesters ignored a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement Tuesday night. Earlier in the day, hundreds also staged protests in seven shopping malls across the Asian financial hub. The throng of demonstrators chanted pro-democracy slogans and displayed banners saying Hong Kong independence and liberate Hong Kong. Intending to stamp out protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy and secession, subversion, and terrorism and foreign interference. Asked by reporters about the Euro protest movement, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said everyone needs to, in her words, learn a lesson from the challenges and people should understand that Hong Kong cannot cope with chaos. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack 2 months before he was scheduled to leave office. He died at a hospital Monday. Burundi's constitution said the president of the National Assembly replaces a president who dies, but there was no immediate word Tuesday on when the assembly leader might take office. And Nkurunziza's handpicked successor won last month's presidential election. Speaking of elections, voters in five U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primaries, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow. Voters reporting long lines, officials say there were problems with voting machines not working. Elsewhere, elections also taking place in Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. The spread of the coronavirus pandemic here in the U.S. pushed state election officials to institute new measures to allow absentee voting by mail, even as President Trump has contended without evidence that mail-in voting will lead to widespread voting fraud. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.